Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ Scientist, Worcester. Thanksgiving is this week. Thanksgiving, of course, is one of Americans' favorite holidays. It's a time when many families and extended families get together, as evidenced by the day before Thanksgiving generally being the busiest traffic day of the year. A number of traditions go along with the holiday, the most famous, of course, being the Feast of Turkey and all sorts of other great food. Football has become a bit of a tradition, too. But it's important not to forget the tradition that started it all, the giving of thanks for the good in our lives. That raises a question, though. Why is the giving of thanks so important that we have a holiday dedicated to it? After all, many of us say thank you, or some variant of it, multiple times a day. But that raises a question, too. Are those words sincere? Are we genuinely grateful, or are we merely mouthing words to be polite without thinking about it? If the latter, does it really serve any worthwhile purpose? And if our gratitude is genuine, does that have any effects that makes giving sincere gratitude really important? What power does giving thanks have? We're going to explore that question this week by looking at some Bible stories and seeing what effects gratitude has in them. We might be surprised at how potent genuine gratitude can be. May we find ourselves saying with the psalmist, "It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. I will triumph in the works of thy hands." Amen.